AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Authorities in snow-covered cities in the eastern U.S. are cautioning against unnecessary driving. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf wants people off the roads.
Exercise restraint. This is the weekend. If you can, stay home, because it really helps the crews do their work unencumbered by traffic.
People are digging out from under what was, for some areas, a record-breaking snowfall. In North Carolina, Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis says it hasn't been easy getting to all the outage areas.
A lot of ice on trees, trees falling down. I think the roads have been a little more treacherous than usual. Just getting around to some of the outage areas has been a problem.
At least 28 deaths are blamed on the recent weather. There are no reports of injuries after a magnitude 7.1 earthquake in Alaska. Kenai Police Chief Gus Sandal says one home was extensively damaged in an explosion after the morning quake, shortly after a nearby house fire.
Hours after the first incident, there was an explosion at a separate residence, and the subsequent fire associated with that explosion.
Four single-family homes in Kenai were lost to explosions or fire. The search continues for escaped California inmates, three of them. Orange County Sheriff Coroner Sandra Hutchins says investigators are following up on several leads.
We will not stop until these individuals are back in our custody, and I am confident that that will occur.
The men were last seen before dawn Friday at a correctional facility in Santa Ana. Peyton Manning is headed to the Super Bowl, and so are his Denver Broncos. Denver beat the New England Patriots today, 20-18 in the AFC Championship. This is AP Radio News. Number 16 Providence spoils fourth-ranked Villanova's perfect conference record with an overtime win over the Wildcats.
Villanova lost for the first time at Big East play as Providence came away with an 82-76 overtime victory. The Friars were close to winning in regulation, but the Wildcats' Ryan Archidiacono hit a three-pointer with 9 seconds left to force the overtime period, while the Friars outscored the Wildcats 16-10. Ben Bentil had 31 points and 11 rebounds for Providence, with 10 of his points coming in overtime. Archidiacono had 19 of the loss for fourth-ranked Villanova. Number 16 Providence wins it in overtime, 82-76. Ed Benkin, Philadelphia.
Indiana authorities are trying to determine what caused illnesses that have left one inmate at a correctional facility dead and sent others to the hospital. The prison superintendent says last week inmates started coming down with flu or pneumonia-like symptoms that got worse. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.